The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Abba Father, le papa rakata, our heavenly Father, le papa papa, the God of the heavens and the earth, the Father of all spirits and the God of all flesh. Yahweh is your name. El Shaddai Elohim, Adonai is your name. This morning, O Lord, as your bona fide property, children, we have come before you, O Lord, in humility, to obtain mercy, to obtain grace. We have come to the throne of grace this morning. We say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We hallow your name, O God. We hallow your character. We hallow your attributes. We hallow your nature. We celebrate your faithfulness, your greatness, your mightiness this morning. We thank you this morning. We bless your name for another day, another day. We thank you for the brand new life, the brand new life in a brand new body, in a brand new day. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We celebrate you, O Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Is there any God that can be associated with you? No, there is none. Absolutely, there is none. There is no God. There is no God. There is no God. There is no God. There is none. 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 Le papa riketeke baroko to kabayakata. Ile papa papa. Everything that people worship as gods, small gods, they were created by you. They were created by you. You spoke them into being. You spoke them into being. And people are worshiping them. They are not gods. They are your creation. Including Lucifer, who became Satan and the devil, the dragon, Abaddon. The adversary. Ile papa, the serpent. Ile papa rakata kaba itele basha. This morning we come before you, O God, with adoration. We come before you in humility. We come before you to obtain mercy, O Lord. We say, Lord, you are God. We say, Lord, you are King. We say, Lord, you are worthy. 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 Le papa rakata kaba ya kata kaba ya. Ile pepe iteke baroko to kabaya. Ile papa beloved. Ile papa power for today is coming your way. From Destiny House Podcast, power for today is coming your way. Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya. This is the morning version of power for today. Very soon we are going to have midnight version of power for today. Midday version of power for today. Le proko to karababa iteke. Ile pepe iteke baro, jepreke teke baraka tuka libre iteke bastukubusha. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we say. Li pepe keteke baroko tukaba, I prokoto rapa shakaba ita. Li preke teke baroko tukabrete e bastukubusha. Ile papa leke teke baroko tukabaste. If you cannot speak in tongues, just thank the Lord in the way that you can. Just bless the Lord for who he is. Bless the Lord in any language that you deem fit, that you can. Or declare the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Or the Holy Spirit. Ile papa rakata kabaya. Ibebe eteke baroko to kabaya. Ibeleke teke baroko to kaba itale beshe. Ilepepe iteke bara iprokoto rababa iteke baya balike teke teke barokoto kabaya balike teke teke barokoto kabaya malike teke teke barokoto kaprete e pasto lepepe iteke barokoto kaba itele basho lepepe keteke barokoto kabaya balike teke barokoto kabe iteke barokoto kabaya kataka baya. You are Lord. You are Lord.
You are Lord. King.
You are Lord. You are King.
You are our King,
Lord. You are our King, Lord. We worship you, Lord. There is none to be compared unto thee. There is none to be compared unto thee.
There is
none like unto thee. There is none like unto thee. There is none like unto thee.
There is none like unto thee. There is none like unto thee.
There is none like unto thee. There is none like unto thee. There is none like unto thee. There is none like unto thee.
Ni papa rakata kapaya. Ni papa rakata kapa italabasha.
Le briquette barakata kapaya. Ibale karata kapaya kata kapaya kata.
That you are Lord. Blessed be your name.
Our Lord and our King, we are so grateful unto you. King of kings and Lord of lords, the I am that I am is your name. Yahweh is your name. Elohim is your name. You are our Abba Father, our Father in heaven. Abba Father, O God, the word that represents Daddy. Lord, Daddy, we come before you this morning. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King. There is none to be compared unto you. The only King that deserves to be worshipped. Forgive us for not having enough vocabularies to express our thanksgiving and appreciations unto you as we should. Father, have mercy on us. We have come before you this morning to obtain power. Meaning grace that we need for today, favor that we need for today, wisdom that we need for today, power that we need for today, strength that we need for today, whatever we need for today, the deliveries that we need for today. Father, we have come to receive power, power for today. Help us, Holy Spirit. We enter the presence of Yahweh by the blood of Jesus Christ. We enter the throne of Yahweh by the blood of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, overshadow us, every one of us, both those who are leading and those who are following. Overshadow us and give us individual encounters today, O Lord, as we celebrate you, O God. We pray that we want to see you in our affairs and in our lives. Thank you, Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance, Assemblies of God, located at Kotobabi, down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja and Boja Worldwide and his team, Pascal and others who are our technicians. This morning, I wish you a restful holiday in Ghana. Yes, it's an Islamic holiday that the government has recognized and given to us. I pray that your holiday will be a blessing to you. You meditate and then know the activities to engage yourself in. Rest is very, very, very important. Rest is very, very important. Three things that will keep you to live long. Good food, exercise, and rest. Good food, exercise, and rest. Good food, exercise, and rest. Three times in a week, I walk almost 7 kilometers. Three times in a week, I walk almost 7 kilometers. Exercise. Good food and good rest. Because God needs your body to live long. because there is a lot that God can do through you. It takes God time to raise people. So please, when God has raised you, don't destroy yourself too early, because it will take God time to raise. In fact, sometimes because he knows that you are going to fail him, he has already started preparing somebody. I'm telling you, he has already started preparing somebody, but don't let that be. Now, our theme today is commanding fruitfulness, productivity, etc. by confronting our foundation. We are still dealing with foundations. And today we are going to look at the foundation of David. But before we come to the foundation of David, as usual, you know our scriptures, Psalm 11 verse 3, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Or what is the righteous doing when the foundations are being destroyed? What is the righteous doing? And of course, Psalm 82 verse 5, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. And we know of Romans chapter 11, verse number 16. For if the first fruit of is holy, I'm reading from the New King James. If the first fruit is holy, the lamp is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. We want to read Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Today we are going to talk about lust, the lust of Judah. That's the foundation of David. Yes, lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. In fact, if it is your Bible and you have your Bible with you, always underline, put off then the old man, and underline, put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness. This put off and put on our foundations. Put off your old man. That is our natural foundations. Put on your new man. That is our supernatural new foundation in Christ. That is it. First the natural, and then the spiritual. I just want to read Acts chapter 16. Let's look at Acts chapter 16, verse number 25. Acts chapter 16. But at midnight, 25 and 26, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Now, it all begins with the foundations. A faulty foundation begets a faulty life. A faulty foundation begets what? A faulty life. Yes. I want to say that again. Yes. Yes, today I forgot to mention. Yes. Today is the 28th of June 2023. Yes. 28th day of June 2023. And it is the 180th day of the year 2023. 180th day of the year 2023. Yes. So We are commanding fruitfulness, productivity by confronting our foundations. And we are going to look at the foundation of David. But before we come to the foundation of David, I want to give you some introductory word on foundations. You know, as I was saying, according to I just read Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. Let me read it again. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners, I'm reading from the New King James, other verse, the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And I was making a statement that according to Psalm 11 verse 3, a faulty foundation begets a faulty life. A faulty foundation begets a faulty life. A shaking foundation begets a shaking life. A wrong foundation begets a wrong life. That is why you realize that when Paul and Silas, after they have delivered that lady, that sorcerer of the spirit of the serpent, and those who own her and using her to make money, got angry, arrested Paul and Silas, beating them and put them in prison. Put their legs in stocks. But their spirits were not in prison. Their mouths were not in prison. So at midnight, as usual, the Bible says that Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. I like that. Praying and singing hymns. And the other prisoners were listening. Then suddenly, there was a great earthquake. This was not just an ordinary earthquake. This was a divine visitation. This was God's response. Yes. Earthquake goes before him. And what happened? The first place that the earthquake touched was the foundations. The foundations of the prison. The foundations of all the prison, the foundations where the first place that the earthquake touched. The foundations were shaking. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains loose. So foundations, doors open, chains falling loose. Do you know the reason why many people are Christians? But the happenings in their lives don't look like Christians because our foundations are still intact. Let me tell you, Jesus saved us and gave us his word and sent the Holy Spirit and gave us his blood to use in dealing with our foundations. Honestly, Christianity has gone through many things, and pray for us who communicate the gospel. I am telling you, pray for us pastors. To be honest with you, it is those of us who are communicating the gospel. We are the greatest problem. In fact, I don't want to mention names. I know one of my spiritual fathers, a Nigerian great preacher, I mean, global. I will just not mention it. Global. He said, just accept Christ. The moment you accept Christ, that's all. Your problems are solved. Every sickness is gone. When people go to him, have you accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and personal Savior? That's all. The problem is solved. It is true. It is like one of my godfathers, Elder Kakari, will say, it is too true. It is too true. the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, the sacrificial lamb, look, the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ is eternal. It's eternally permanent. It is very true that the moment you accept Jesus Christ, there was what? A supernatural shift, a major shift in the realms of the spirit. In fact, God doesn't see you as a cause. He doesn't look at you as Kofi. He sees Christ in you. Your sins are forgiven. But the truth, like Paul said in Romans chapter 7, from verse 20 to 24, he said, oh, the things I want to do are not the things I find myself doing. But the things I don't want to do are the things I am doing. Verse 21. Let me read. Romans chapter 7 from verse 21. I find then a law that evil is present with me. The one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members. Say another law. Say another law. This is a foundation. This is a foundation. 23. But I see another law in my members. Warring. Say warring. Say warring. Against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Are you getting there? That is the foundation. Paul is talking about another law. He says, the things I want to do are not the things I do. But the things I don't want to do. So you see, our foundations, our old foundations and new foundations, they are in what? Perpetual conflict. Say perpetual conflict. Say perpetual conflict. I am telling you, they are in perpetual conflict. If a Christian understands this, I mean, the devil is finished. I'm telling you. They are in hot, perpetual conflict. Look, that is why when you fall into sin or you make a mistake, you just go on your knees, say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, deliver me. Forgive me. So you just settle it. And ask the blood of Jesus to cleanse you and wash you. You don't live in guilt. Because this flesh, as long as we live in it, until the day we die. Oh, this flesh. Anger will come. Oh, lust will come. Whatever will come. But then we deal with it. We don't submit to it. But whenever you find yourself that you have been overtaken, just confess quickly and repent. Ask God to forgive you and cleanse you. Because when you continue, one, two, three, it becomes a foundation. And I tell you, foundations are difficult to deal with. Foundations are difficult to deal with. Don't let things become foundations in your life. So you see, our nature. So you see, foundation first, doors open, and then chains. Look at how God, look at God. God is an architect. First, he dealt with the foundation. Then, he opened doors. Then chains fell. Chains didn't fall first. Hey, what about having your chains broken and yet you are still in prison? Go to Sawam, go to other places. When we visit them, they are not in chains, but they are in prison. They are not in chains, but they are in prison. There are walls around the gates before you get to where they are. And what pains me when you visit a person in prison is that There is no secrecy. When you are chatting with a person, a prison officer is sitting down, listening to everything you are saying. I went to visit, I went to visit a lawyer, a prominent lawyer in this country that I used to pray with. And then he didn't take instructions. Warnings were coming to him, but he thought we were small boys. Finally, he landed himself in prison. And then I visited him with the wife. I was surprised that we were sitting down. And the prison officer was sitting down, listening to everything. So you are in prison. So you see, God had, because there is a foundation. So God in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, he had to deal with the foundation first. Break the foundation. Then open the doors, windows and doors. Before now, chains. So now move out. Not chains first. Many Christians are no longer in chains. Do you know, when we get born again, thank you, Holy Spirit. I owe you an offering for this revelation. Lord, I owe you a special offering on Sunday for this revelation. Do you know what I'm having? Say, that is Christianity. Immediately you accepted Christ, your chains are broken by your foundations. Your foundation, your natural foundations are still with you. God will not deal with them. When we read Ephesians chapter 4, did the Bible say that? Did the Holy Spirit, did God say, I will put off your old man? He didn't say, I will put off and put on you. He said, put off. It's a command. Put off. Like God spoke to Adam and Noah. Be fruitful. Be fruit. Command. So you have to do it. Anytime you see, you say, be or so and so. It's a command to you. It's your responsibility. That is so. Dealing with this foundation, we are actually putting off a lot of things. And please, let me tell you something. The words you are hearing, the prayers you are praying, they are already addressing the issue of your foundation. These things are spiritual. I am telling you, they are spiritual. And so, whilst we pray, begin to observe, be conscious of yourself and your circumstances and your mind. Change your mind to align. I am going to say a few things right now. You know, our nature, temperament, character, lifestyle is just the manifestation of inherited, acquired, or self-generated foundation. Foundations. Let me say that again. Our nature, our temperament, our character, our lifestyles are just or is just the manifestation of inherited, acquired, or self-generated foundation. What is self-generated foundation? Why do we call it self-generated foundation? Why do we call it acquired foundation? For instance, acquired foundation, when you get married, is acquired. Yes. Because the person you marry to, you have inherited the person's foundation. Yes. Your friend, very, very intimate friend. Yes, acquired foundation. Self-generated foundation, sexual sins. Yes, they are self-generated. You went into it. The things you intentionally do, self-generated foundation. Maybe you are in trouble. I mean, you need money. Like poverty is around, people are struggling. And then a friend of you say, let's go and see a malam somewhere. Let's go to a shrine. That is a self-generated hot foundation. Now, our natural foundation is an offshoot from Adam through Noah and his family, passed down to us. But our new foundation, that is our supernatural and spiritual foundation, is an offshoot of Jesus Christ. That was why Jesus came. Jesus came to give us a new foundation. In fact, Jesus came to impute to us or to plant into our heart, into us, what, a new foundation. You can say he came to heal. He came to repair. He came to renew. He came to repackage. He came to restore our natural foundation. Our natural foundations are slaves and prey to spirits. Our natural foundation, they are slaves and prey to spirit. In fact, first the natural and then the spirit. Look, no evil spirit can operate without a human being, without your will. Human beings, we are channels and containers. I am telling you, we are channels and containers. For example, when you begin to dream about death, 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 it means that the spirit of death is hovering in the whole area. Yes, it's hovering. So you are not the only one that is dreaming of death. Many people in that area are dreaming of death. And then one of the keys of Satan into our life is fear. The moment you fear, and then you begin to think that you are going to die, the door is open for the spirit of death to enter into you. Yes, the door is open. The Lord gave me, about some keys, more operations of the devil. Fear was added to it. Yes, it's a key. Or sometimes the spirit of death has been assigned to you specifically. So these are the two things. The dreams you are having, it means that that's the spirit that is hovering in the area, or is that spirit has been specifically assigned to your home and your family. That's the meaning. So you rise up and deal with it. So foundations are slaves and prey to spirits. Spirits hides in our foundations to rob us or settle us for less. Because these spirits are able to condition us to accept natural things as they are. You see, one of the devil's main activity is to just condition you to accept your situation. That's why we have certain, cliches. I mean, we have some cliches such as, here on earth, you won't have everything working well for you. Here on earth, you will not have everything working well for you. Have you heard that before? Yes. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
We hear it even from our pastors, even from our parents. We hear it from friends. So they are just conditioning you, telling you that, look, accept the situation as it is. There is one prayer that is online. I don't know the source. You say, I always say I'll copy it. And then, look, that prayer, excuse me, God, for that prayer is not biblical. You say, give me wisdom to manage the things that come and give me grace to accept the things that I cannot change. Something like that. I know some of you see that prayer. Give me grace or something to accept the things that I cannot change. It's not biblical. It's not biblical. Maybe they were basing that prayer on Paul, the thorn in Paul's flesh. When Paul was praying and say, and then God didn't remove the thorn. That was Paul. That was Paul. A thorn in Paul's flesh to teach Paul and to humble him. But who said that you are Paul? Because of the things that Paul saw. In fact, you don't see those things and live ordinary life. That was why God allowed. And even that thorn, people believe that it is an eyesight, because in fact, Kapoipoi. Paul is a very short person. Paul is short. Huh? What? Paul is a short person. And then Paul has problem with eyes. His eyes. So theologians are divided as to what the thorn is. So you see, the devil is finished. Just accept that not every woman can have a child. And even they use people. Look at even that person. Look at even that person. They are even better off than you. Look at them. Hey! I am not that person. Oh. No, you are not that person. Look, in Christ, we are individual. Say individual. Say individual. God doesn't compare you to anybody. You are an individual. Your destiny is different from any person. I'm telling you. So that prayer, I will find it and copy it. It is not biblical. It is not biblical at all. It is not. In fact, that prayer is for, is a comforting prayer. It's for comfort. But it is not biblical. Otherwise, Jesus will not say, James will not write that if you are in trouble, pray. James chapter 5, verse 10. Is anyone in trouble? Let him pray. Is anyone in trouble? Let him pray. Pray without ceasing. The effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. All these things will not come if we are to accept our situation as they are. For instance, in Psalm 118, verse 17, and Psalm 118, verse 17 and 18. You see, death threatened the author of Psalm 118. Look at it. Death threatened. So, for instance, death is threatening you. And then you share with somebody, say, look, don't worry. All die, be die. We shall all die. We shall all die. So don't worry. Relax. We shall all die. I mean, look, what is death? So, you see, you are being conditioned. You are being conditioned. Look, when you become a certain age, certain diseases are associated with certain age. Where is it in the Bible? Have you seen the Bible verse that some diseases are associated with certain age? That is physical, medical research. Oh, that is physical foundation. Physical foundation. Show me a verse in the Bible that says that when you are a certain age, you should begin to suffer certain diseases. But we have accepted it. You meet somebody walking away, you say, old age, old age, old age. That is why the thing is still there. The devil has finished you. He said, old age. You go to, I do medical tests 3 times in a year to check my body. And please, learn to do that, so don't just sleep. To know the state or the condition. My doctor will tell me, you see, when you are aging, I say, doctor, I am not aging. Where is it in the Bible? He said, I know you are suffering, you will suffer. The way you give us troubles, you pastor, the way you give us troubles. Anyway, me too, I'm a Christian, But you see, then we laugh at it and all. But when I leave there, I say, look, no. It's not biblical. It's not biblical. So death is, let's see when death was threatening somebody. In Psalm 118, verse number 17 and 18. Look at what the psalmist said. When death, I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. 18. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. I used to say, look, God can discipline me, but he will never give me up to death. This thing I am going to, look, God taught me something, My God, the day I will teach that thing, my God, look, you won't bother again about Satan. Look, Satan is hot. Satan draws the manifestation of God. Attacks that comes your way, they draw the heart of God towards you. I've just given you one. So that now you relax. You say, I will not die, but I'll live and do what? Declare the works of God. Yes. So when that thing threatens you, you don't just accept it. You don't just accept it. So you see, who is behind not having all things working well? Yes, like a cliche, but here on earth, things don't work. You won't have any, every area of your life working well. Who told you? Oh, look, men are the same. Men are like that too. Women are like that too. These are the children. Where is it written in the Bible? It is a foundation that is manifesting. And the devil wants you to condition you to accept it. Yes. Who is behind it? What did Jesus say in John 10:10? The enemy comes not but to steal, to kill and hurt, to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it all more abundantly. Some verses say, to the full. It means that every aspect of your life must experience a measure, a degree of peace and joy, stability, fruitfulness, productivity, results, and greater works. Every aspect. Because when Jesus said tetelestai, he paid for everything. He paid for you to enjoy everything according to what? Your faith. According to what? Your faith. He prayed. He paid for you to enjoy everything according to what? Your faith. Your faith. He paid the price for you to enjoy everything according to your faith. Your faith. Your faith. Your faith. Your faith. The Bible said that all things are yours. Ash. All things are yours. Ephesians chapter 1 verse. He has blessed you in the heavenly places with every spiritual blessing. 2 Peter 1:3. He has given you everything that pertains to life and health, godliness, everything you need to live and to enjoy. So why do you condition yourself with those kind of cliches? They are foundations. But we can deal with our foundations. Amen. Let's look at briefly 5 minutes and then we pray. The foundation of David. The foundation of David originated from Judah. Yes. Judah. The foundation of David originated from Judah. Yes, I will say something small and continue on Friday. Judah is the ancestor of David. David came from the tribe of Judah. David, Solomon, Jesus Christ, they are all from the tribe of Judah. In Genesis 38, and it came to pass that at that time that Judah departed from his brothers and visited a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua, and he married her and went into her. So she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Er. She conceived again and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. And she conceived yet again and bore a son and called his name Shelah. He was a Chesbi when she bore him. Now, let me jump to where Judah... Okay, let's jump to verse... Judah's wife died. Now, let's jump to verse 11. Then Judah... Okay, verse 6. Then Judah took a wife for Er, his son, his firstborn. And her name was Tamar. But El, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord killed him. And Judah said to Onan, go in to your brother's wife and marry her, and raise up an heir of your brother. But Onan knew that the heir would not be his. And it came to pass, when he went into his brother's wife, that he emitted on the ground, that is, he spilled the semen, which you enter to fertilize the egg. That is another message. Whether doing that, this one, God was dealing with the intention, the mindset, the intention. Lest he should give an heir to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord. Therefore, he killed him also. Then Judah said to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remain a widow in your father's house till my son Shelah is grown. For he said, lest he also die like his brothers. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. Now, in the process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up to his sheep shearers at Timnah. He said, he and his friend Hira, the Adullamite, and it was told Tamar, saying, look, your father-in-law is going up to Timnah to share his sheep. So she took off her widow's garments, covered herself with a veil and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place, which was on the way to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given to him as a wife. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a harlot. Get that from verse 15. This is what I want. When Judah saw the daughter-in-law, he thought she was a harlot because she had covered her face. Then he turned to her by the way and said, please, let me come into you, or let me have sex with you. For he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. So she said, what will you give me that you may come into me? And he said, I will send a young goat from the flock. So she said, will you give me a pledge till you send it? Then he said, what pledge shall I give you? So she said, your signet and cord and your staff that is in your hand. Then he gave them to her and went into her, and she conceived by him. So she arose and went away and laid aside her veil. Now, what was the thought that came? Where from the thought? Verse 16. Again. Then he turned to her by the way and said, please, let me come to you. Let me come to you. Verse 15. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a harlot. He thought she was a harlot. Underline it in your Bible. Thought. He thought. Why from that thought? It's a spirit. It's a spirit. A word came to spark his desire last. So simply, Judah's foundation is last. Insatiable last. Judah's foundation is what? Insatiable last. And what does this last do? First of all, David inherited this last. David inherited this last. So David had eight wives. Michal, Ahinoam, Abigail. That was the widow of Nabal in 1 Samuel 25. Makah, Haggith, Abital, Eglah, and Bathsheba. Bathsheba, eight wives. He had eight wives and 18 sons and one daughter. 18 sons and one daughter. Amnon, Chileab, Absalom, Adonijah, Shephatia, Atriam, Shumua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Jerimoth, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, Eliphalet, 18 sons, and Tamar, a daughter. You see the foundation? Then what about Solo? How many wives? Solo, how many wives? 700 official, I do. And 300 girlfriends. 700 officials, I do. You see foundation? Fine. Let me just say this and then we pray. Foundation of lust or sexual immoral life, it scatters family apart. It opens doors for all manner of evil into one's life and family. It opens the door of incest, murder, bloodshed in the family. It disqualifies you of the best of God, the best of God, the best of God. You never hit the best of God. That is why sexual issues are associated with rulership. Ruler, people rule sex. I mean, women are playing around them. Yes. Women are playing around them. Yes. I will go deeper into those. You see, these things, they open the door to internal, problems. When you read 2 Samuel 13, Amnon, the first son of David, slept with Tamar, the only daughter. And then problem came. Absalom got angry, found a way to kill Amnon. Murder came and all those things began to happen. Now, I want to say something before we pray. In Genesis 49 verse 7. Jacob blessed Judah that the scepter will never leave Judah. Judah verse 8. Judah, you are he whom your brother shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down to before you. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down, he lies down as a lion. And as a lion, who shall rouse him? Verse 10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes. And to him shall be the obedience of the people, binding his donkey to the vine and his donkey colt to the choice vine. This is about Jesus. He washed his garments in wine, that is blood, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. The death of Jesus Christ for our redemption and order. You see, but look at what Moses said about Judah. Even though Judah has been promised that the scepter, will never leave. Rulership will never leave Judah. But Moses says something in Deuteronomy 33 verse 7. And this he said to Judah, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and may you be his help against his enemy. Now, some verses say, hear the cries of Judah. You know, your spiritual, your natural father shows you where you come from. But your spiritual father shows you where you are going and where you are supposed to be. Your natural father gave you your natural roots, shows you where you are coming from. But your spiritual father shows you where you are going and how far you should go in life. That's why we need spiritual fathers. Moses is the spiritual father. So you realize that everything that as Jacob spoke to the 12 sons, Moses also spoke to their tribes, their sons who have become tribes. And why was Moses talking about Judah? That God will hear your cry. What was Judah crying? Somebody who is to be a king. Judah had a cry of what? Lust. Lust can disqualify you and settle you for less. Lust can interfere and interrupt. Let me just end here. We want to pray. I will say more on Friday. Sexual sin is one of the greatest, the easiest way. To lose and to be settled for less. Sexual sins. I am telling you, if you have that problem, look, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter something that sex reduces you to a says reduce and Proverbs chapter 6 verse 26. Yes, okay. I wrote something here. Judah cry against lust that brings murder in the family. Lust, sexual sin brings disgrace and shame. Sexual sin reduces one to a morsel of bread. Sexual sin can easily depose you. You are promoted, but you are easily, deposed. Lust destroys your protection. It breaks down your walls. You are like a city without walls. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 26. That a prostitute can reduce you to what? A loaf of bread. A loaf of bread. The other day, when we visited somewhere, my place, and then we met somebody who had to be interviewed about me. And then when we left, I was telling the team about that person. I say, when I was growing, I've never seen a person who liked women. Like, in fact, I was contracted to call women for him. That was one of the things I was doing. I was calling women for men. There is no woman I talk to that will not follow me. When they try, they send the lie. There are names they call me. I have three names that they used to call me those days when I was young. And I was doing that. I don't know what God put in my mouth. I just say, so. Then the woman say, okay, I'm coming. The woman will come. If you see that person today, we went to see him. An educated graduate, retired as a director of something, but nothing to show. Nothing to show. We want to pray. Say, Lord,
I thank you.
That in Christ Jesus,
I have inherited
a new foundation. Lord, I thank you.
That
in Christ Jesus, I have inherited a new foundation. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So let my new foundation
in Christ
swallow up
every old foundation.
Let my new foundation in Christ swallow up every old foundation. Swallow my natural foundation.
Yes, O Lord.
My inherited foundation, my acquired foundation, my self-generated foundation, let my new foundation in Christ swallow all of them. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
My heavenly Father.
My heavenly Father.
Let the blood of Jesus
Christ.
Let
the blood of Jesus Christ.
Frustrate.
Frustrate.
Every work
of my old foundation.
My old foundation. My inherited foundation.
My inherited foundation.
My acquired foundation.
My acquired foundation.
My self-generated foundation.
My self-generated foundation.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
Frustrate its works.
Frustrate its works.
Frustrate its works.
Frustrate it.
Frustrate it.
Frustrate it.
Frustrate it.
Frustrate it.
Frustrate it.
Frustrate it. Frustrate it.
Frustrate the works of my natural foundation.
Yes, Lord, of my natural foundation.
Frustrate the works of my natural foundation.
Frustrate the works of my natural foundation.
Frustrate the works of my natural foundation.
Frustrate
the works of my natural foundation.
Frustrate.
Of my inherited
foundation,
my acquired foundation,
my foundation,
my self-generated foundation, their works in my mind,
their works in my mind,
their works in my emotions,
my emotions,
their works in my lifestyle,
in my lifestyle.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ,
let the blood of Jesus Christ,
frustrate.
Frustrate. In Jesus' mighty name, in my life. Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Blood of Jesus Christ.
Blood of Jesus Christ.
Stop the works.
Stop the works
of my old foundation.
Of my old foundation.
Stop the activities.
Stop the activities
of my old foundation.
Of my old foundation.
In my mind.
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 In my mouth.
In my mouth.
In my emotions.
In my emotions.
In my lifestyle.
In my lifestyle.
Blood of Jesus Christ.
Blood of Jesus Christ.
Stop the activities.
Stop the activities.
Stop the works.
Stop the works
of my inherited foundation.
My inherited foundation.
My inherited foundation.
My inherited foundation.
My acquired foundation.
My acquired foundation.
My self-generated foundation.
My self-generated foundation.
Stop them. Stop them, stop their works. Let the blood of Jesus Christ stop their works. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my old foundation.
My old foundation.
You cannot rule over me again. Inherited foundation. Self-generated foundation. I declare that you can no longer rule in my life. You can no longer rule. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You see, I'll be repeating some things, this foundation. You know, some things need to be repeated just to create awareness. Say awareness.
Awareness.
You know, I always mention the characteristics of foundations. How do you know that this is a foundational issue? When things are, these things are happening to you, number one, inconsistency of good things in your life. Yes, that is, good things don't keep long with you. Testimonies don't last. Yes, you give a testimony after some time. The testimony has changed. People are rejoicing with you today. It takes a long time before they rejoice again. It doesn't continue. Rather, as they rejoice today, then let's say they are crying with you. It's a foundation. It means there is an existing foundation that is swallowing good things. So, the manifestation, the characteristics of foundation is that is inconsistency. Inconsistency of good things in your life. Good things don't last. Testimonies don't stay long. It means there is a foundation that is aborting them or stealing them or killing them or swallowing them. Number two, consistency of negative cycles and patterns. Consistency of negative cycles or patterns. You know, this dawn, I was reading something and I got a revelation. In fact, the Hebrew understanding of Psalm 23, even though I walked through the valley, walk through. You know, the word there is in circles. David was saying that God is with me in circles. When your life is going in circles. Now, there is something there. Anytime something keeps occurring occurring, and God allows it, it means there is a lesson that you haven't learned. Yes. There is a lesson you haven't learned. So cycle. It will come again. God wanted to remove, unbelief from the Israelites. That was why he caused them to pass through, to go around for 40 years. But he couldn't. So they perished. So sometimes cycle of things simply means that there are lessons for you to learn. But then it also means that there is a foundation. A foundation. They call repetition. It is also foundational. As much as some repetitions, God is drawing your attention to learn something. Why is this thing always happening? God wants you to learn a lesson from it. But then it is also foundational. So you deal with foundation. When the foundation is dealt with and repetition is still coming, then you know that this one God is teaching me. Somebody is asking, how do I know that my foundation has been dealt with? There is a change. There is a turnaround. That's the meaning. There is a change. And what? A turnaround. Simple. Yes. The third manifestation of foundation is that foundation gives you a shadow life. Shadow life. Yes. You don't live what you are actually are, what God has made you to be. And how do you know that you are living a shadowed life? Inside you, there is a satisfaction. There is something you want to have. There is a way you want your life to be. Inside you, even when you were growing. Inside you, no matter what is happening. Inside you, you know that you are this. You know that you can achieve this. You know that you should be this kind of person. Fine. That is exactly your originality. But foundation will give you a shadowed life. A shadowed life. A shadowed life.
Foundation.
I have inherited. Inherited foundation.
Acquired foundation.
Self-generated foundation.
I command you.
Cease manifesting in my life, in my mind, in my thoughts, in my dreams, in my marriage, through my wife, my husband, my children.
Yes, through my
children. Stop manifesting.
I command you to manifest in any aspect of my life. Stop manifesting in my home. Stop manifesting in my spouse's life. Stop manifesting through my spouse. Stop manifesting in my spouse's life. Stop manifesting in my husband's life, in my wife's life. Stop manifesting in my children's life. Stop manifesting in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ. I command you to stop manifesting. Stop manifesting. I command you in the name of Jesus.
Mighty name.
Amen.
Declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare.
Oh Lord.
As you visited. The foundation. Of the prison.
In which.
Paul and Silas were.
Paul and Silas were kept.
When they prayed.
At midnight.
And they sang hymns. You visited.
Their foundations.
This morning.
This day.
This week.
Holy Spirit.
Break them, 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 break them,
break them,
break them, break them,
break them,
break them, break them,
break them,
break them, break them,
break them, break them,
visit them,
visit them,
visit them,
visit them,
visit them,
break them,
visit them,
visit them,
visit them,
break them,
visit them,
visit them,
break them,
break them,
in Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Say any foundation.
Foundation.
I am wearing like a garment,
Any
foundation,
following me,
like a shadow.
Somebody
should write it for me. Any foundation I am wearing, like a garment. Any foundation following me, like a shadow. Please, somebody should write it for me. Any foundation I am wearing, like a shadow. No, any foundation. I am wearing like a garment. Any foundation that is following me like a shadow. Hey, my God. Somebody should write it down. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name
any
of
foundation,
Jesus. Any foundation.
I am wearing. Like a garment. Any foundation. That is following me. Like a shadow. Cast down.
I cast down
any foundation I am wearing like,
a garment.
Any foundation, that is following me, like a shadow.
Yes, Lord.
I cast down.
By the blood,
and by fire, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know that it's your foundation that attacks people against you? It's your foundation that gives people negative perception about you. Look, somebody is coming, has been sent to come and help you. Your foundation appears to the person and begin to tell the person negative things about you. this person cry, does he need this? This person cry, he will become proud. This person cry, is your foundation. It's your foundation that is causing your wife not to obey you. It's your foundation that is causing your husband to behave like that towards you. It's your foundation. You see, that's how the devil works. So that you see your husband as the one causing the thing, but the thing is coming from you. So that you see, we are seeing our friends as our enemy. We are seeing, so you see, you don't know. Sometimes pastors, when we start, you don't know what you see. Right now, as we are praying, I am addressing foundations. When you come to church, the pastor is addressing foundations. The pastor is, so do you know, your foundation, you see, will rise up. In that one, will be giving you a different image about the message, a different image about the pastor. You see, the pastor is talking about you. You see, the pastor is, it's your foundation. It's your foundation. Because your foundation don't, look, why do we need the word of God? Why do we need Sunday school? Please, you need the word of God in you. Find time to read and meditate. Please, sometime now there are gadgets. You can play the Bible chapters. Play it in your car. Listen to play. The word of God must occupy you. That is what neutralizes and breaks foundation. And prayer, singing, worship. These are the things that breaks foundations. I'm telling you. The word of God and the Holy Spirit. That's why we need Sunday school. We need the word. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare today. Let my new foundation. In Christ. Follow me. Like a garment. Follow me. Like a shadow. Let my new foundation. In Christ. Overshadow. My life. Let my new foundation. In Christ. Occupy. My atmosphere. Occupy. My environment. Let my new foundation. In Christ. Take charge. Over my life. Let my new foundation. In Christ. Take charge over my life. Take charge over my life. Influence every aspect of my life.
Today,
I declare, I am victorious.
Over my foundation.
I've been set free in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I need to take some rest now. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
God willing, we shall continue on Friday. Thank you very much for your time. I am really praying that very soon God will provide you with good mobile phones and data, the money for data. Let me tell you, money is coming into your hands.
Amen.
God is bringing us into an era.
Amen.
Where money will embarrass you.
Amen.
Money will embarrass you. Look, the things God is telling me sometimes, please, Lord, forgive me. I'm human. I beg you, forgive me. Some of the things the Lord tells me, please, Lord, I don't know. I don't say, I don't believe. In fact, look, God is going to embarrass you.
Amen.
With money.
Amen.
God is going to embarrass you.
Amen.
With contracts.
Amen.
God is embarrassed. Look, yes. You don't know. Let's deal with these things well. Be faithful. Be committed. Learn to give. Learn to pay first fruit. I am telling you, look, and leave the consequence to God. You say, I pay first fruit, I'm not seeing anything. I am paying tithe, I am not seeing anything. Listen to me. God is the one who determines. I will teach you something about what happened to the widow of Zarephath. After this woman has provided Elijah a meal, his son died. But Elijah brought the son back to life. The Shunammite woman, after she has sacrificed Elisha to Elisha, the Shunammite woman, her age-old foundation of barrenness was broken. A son was given, but the devil attacked that son, died, but Elisha brought the son back. What about Lazarus? Lazarus, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, it is their home that Jesus adopted as his home. The only home Jesus adopted, where he eats regularly and even sleeps. What happened to Lazarus? Died. But Jesus brought him back to life. What about Tabitha? I will teach you something. Those of you who are doing the work of God and receiving attacks, let me tell you, you are rather drawing the presence of God. Don't give up. Don't give up. I am telling you. You say, I'm not seeing anything. You are going to see something. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Yes, the enemy attacks, but listen to me. You are rather drawing the presence of God and the power of God for permanent stability. For permanent stability. Learn to sacrifice. Learn to sow. Learn to give. Learn to serve. Learn to pray.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.